Blog Talk Radio.
I've been paying attention to what's going on out there, man.
Yup.
I've been watching you niggas stealing my ways and shit.
Uh-huh.
And it's getting out of control now.
Out of control.
I'ma start telling you niggas like I tell my bitches.
Listen.
Don't watch me, watch TV. This is pay-per-view, nigga. You got to pay for this. Let me take time to brush my shoulders off. Wait, I had to dust my shoulders off. Back, I've been waiting, been patient, been anxious. Now I hear for bring back me, your greatness. Yeah, the rap I leave, jab I weave, then come back with the same jab times three. I blow smoke to the heaven, I'm so dope, it's a weapon. Rap's one big casino, I'm plotting Ocean 11. I might have sold the least, but I still managed to be most feared by most MCs. Good. Who dope is me? Who close to me? For sure, Bobby, nobody. You can either comprehend it or compliment it. It's all authentic, yeah. But you better believe whatever I say, no homo. You can bet your balls I meant it. Aye. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, what is this? Santana's back to business, let's go. Aye. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, check. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, check. Mic check, 1, 2, what is this? In a track mode, God bless me, yes, that's true. So bright, so lights up for me. So light, marry the game, so right up for me, yes. So nice, so ice up for me, yes. Two pieces too big and one piece for the key, yes. I am back like Crook Crack, yeah. Even my connect asked me how I cooked that up. I told him, a brick of me is equivalent to 50 keys. Broken down, so around your inner city street.
Wow.
If you catch me sexing a chick, it's a bisexual chick or something foreign I never forget. Guess I'm the shit, bet I'm the shit. How much lay it down? Whatever you bet, I gotta commit. Hey! Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, what is this? Santana's back to business, let's go. Hey! Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, check. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, check. Mic check, 1, 2, what is this? Santana's back to business, let's go. Homie, quick homie, get a camera, get a flick, yeah. Get a load of this homie, the fifth's on me, say something, the fifth's off me, aim, ready to bust, damn, the fifth's horny, the album's running, which mean the album's coming, been a while, but fuck it, this time around I'm fronting, I done sounded stunning, I done wowed in public, I done paid my dues, did my 100 miles and running, now I'm back, I, like raw cocaine, put in a pot with water and soda and thrown on flames, and look, what came out was me, yeah.
Sorry about the technical difficulties there, folks, but we are on the air finally. This is TSOCS Mic Check right here on the TSOCS channel and the TSOCS app. Y'all know who I am. I am the most electrified man in internet radio, DC's People's Champ, and you know I got my partners in crime, my road dogs, my peoples with me. First and foremost, I got to introduce our lovely co-host. Bow down to the Queen Poison, what's happening?
Yo, what up? What's going on, bruh?
Thanks too much, man. Trying to work out these technical difficulties and everything, but we got it good, so we off and running. Where my crabs at though?
I got some in the fridge.
Man, you got crabs. They ain't trying to break down for a brother, man. What's up with like that, man?
I mean, whole time my mother just like came through and she was like, "Yeah, I got 2 dozen." I was like, "All right, I'm with it." We just started ripping the box off the joints.
Hey, you guys like need to bring me a couple of them joints over here on Mother's Day, for real. Okay, all right, let me start with the DC Slinko and everything. And, of course, I got my man 50 grand, my brother from another mother, the one and the only, the Bishop Betty Kane. What's going on, Bishop Betty Kane?
Yo, what's good? What's good? What's good? Listen. You can have my crab legs, man. So you ain't got to worry about me even asking for none. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't even like crab legs. So, she can give you some extra for me.
It wasn't crab legs. It was the whole crustacean, sir.
See, well, see, bless the Lord. See, he can have my crab then. He can have the whole crab.
Hey, that's what
he
it
don't
is,
understand. It's a DMV thing. He don't understand. He don't get it.
It's all good though. But y'all know what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk music like we always do. We didn't have a show last week because, you know, I had a family emergency. Everything's good. So we're here tonight. We're going to be talking about, you know, summer just started already. So we're going to talk about some of the classic songs that get you in the mood for summertime. Barbecues and beach weather and the three H's: hazy, hot, and humid weather. So we're going to rap about that. We also going to go over the BET Awards in just a moment. I'm pretty sure some of y'all checked that out and everything. We're going to talk about that. But first, we're going to get into our quick three and everything like that. And remember, you can call in and talk to us at 347-215-8558. Make sure you dial 1 to let us know you want to speak to us. You can also hit us up on Twitter using the hashtag TSOCSMicCheck. And, you know, we might read some of your tweets on the air. You never know. Because that's how we're going to get it in. So let's get it in. First story has to do with a legendary singer-songwriter considering ending his long and illustrious career in music. Paul Simon of the legendary duo Simon and Garfunkel is considering calling it quits after nearly 6 decades in the business. The 74-year-old singer-songwriter told the New York Times on Tuesday that he is, quote, coming towards the end of his iconic career and is planning to retire and travel after he finishes a European tour this coming fall. He said that the reason for his for him wanting to retire, quote, showbiz doesn't hold any interest for me, he said, none, end quote. He also went on to say, it's an act of courage to let go. I'm going to see what happens if I let go. Then I'm going to see, who am I, or am I just this person that was defined by what I did? And if that's gone, if you have to make up yourself, who are you? I don't have any fear of it. Everybody knows that Simon made his name with his musical partner, former musical partner Art Garfunkel, when they were teenagers. As I mentioned, Simon will be going on tour in Europe this fall as he continues to support his new album, Stranger to Stranger, which actually hit number one on the Billboard charts and actually spawned his recent single, Wristband. But he said that after, you know, at the age of 74, touring and performing is a strain, and he often needs 15 hours of sleep. His eyesight is deteriorating, and he needs frequent rest. So, Paul Simon, it looks like he's getting ready to call it a career. 60 years in the business. That's insane. You don't see that kind of longevity in music anymore. But wish him the best. Like I say, he's got a tour coming up in the fall, and then after that, he's going to call it quits. Number two on the quick three has to do with RiRi, Rihanna. Rihanna did a solid for a bunch of her fans in Manchester, England recently. She's actually on tour right now. Her Antique World Tour is going on, and there was a line of fans that formed outside the Emirates Old Trafford in Manchester to see Rihanna perform. But it was pouring down raining, so RiRi show that she's a humanitarian, bought 20 boxes of pizza and had it distributed by her crew to the fans who waited outside for her to perform. Many fans did post pictures on Twitter and Instagram showing the pizza that they received from Riri. Rihanna even signed some of the pizza boxes that were filled with Hawaiian pepperoni and cheese slices. So she also not only sent them food, but she also sent them towels to dry off from standing in the rain. So instead of, you know, under her umbrella, it was towels and pizza. How about that?
Maybe that's really pretty dope.
I was gonna say I can't even knock her for that. Big ups.
Yeah,
right.
Real talk, man.
Sure
maybe she come to DC, she can do that for us here in DC. Okay, maybe not. Maybe she can get us all like chicken and mumble sauce though. You know.
She don't know nothing about that.
I can't even deal.
You know what, bro? I'm gonna go ahead and send you a bottle of mumble sauce just so you can understand how thorough it is. Like, you won't get it. You got to put it on fries.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to make sure to send back. I inbox you my address right now, so you can go ahead and send me a bottle. I'm going to be looking for it. So don't tell me you're going to send it if you ain't going to send it.
I'm going to send it. I got you.
I'm going to inbox you my address so we can go ahead, and sample it.
Bishop going to get some of that mumbo sauce. He's going to have an out-of-body experience. I'm trying to tell you, bro. Mumbo sauce is
Man, matter of fact, shout out to Capital City Mumbo Sauce. Like, they have, hands down, the best I've tasted. It's official. It's D.C., and they have it in two flavors. They have it in original, and they have it in sweet heat. So just know when you're getting it, it's going to be what, you know, me and Champ call home. So, and it has, like, its own taste.
Yep, shout out to Capital City Mumbo Sauce, man. I'm going to have to get me some of that myself, too. Keep that in the house.
Dog, you know they're carrying that in Giant now?
Word. Oh, and there's a Giant right down the street from my house. I'm going to have to get that for my cookout on Sunday, though, on some real shit.
If you can't find it, I'll definitely give you their Instagram, and I'll give you their website. And they have, like, the illest shirts. Like, I got a shirt that says, Mumbo Sauce, Go-Go, and Half Smoke.
That's that. And finally, on the quick three, veteran hard rock band Skillet, they're inching very, very close to their upcoming release, next studio album of Unleashed, which is going to be the follow-up to their 2013 album Rise, and it'll be their 9th overall studio album. They just recently came out with a new music video for their single Feeling Invincible. They originally came out with a lyric video for the song, but they just came out with a full visual of the music video just this week. The song Feeling Invincible is an uplifting and undeniably catchy track, even though the visuals itself dwells in various shades of black, with the band rocking all black, dressed in all black, rocking all black guitars, bass, and drum kits in a dimly lit warehouse in front of a gray burst backdrop. So definitely want to check that out. Skillet frontman John Cooper told Billboard about the single that it, quote, represents the album in one facet really well. Unleash is full of crowd chanting anthems. The album is very exciting to listen to. Driving beats and melodic choruses, whether it's hard rock or leaning towards pop, is quite diverse. There are more extreme songs on both sides of the spectrum, meaning harder rock and even metal, but also pop and atmospheric tunes / sounds, end quote. So you can hear this song, Invincible, along with other new cuts off of Unleashed, well as plenty of classics from Skillet's discography as they head out on tour. They will be on tour headlining the tour for this album along with Thousand Foot Crutch, Sick Puppies, and Devour the Day. The tour is called the 2016 Guide to Rock and Metal Tours. You can look online and check out listings on where they're going to show up in your town. And that is it for the quick three for today. And that leads us into what happened earlier this week in music. What that would be is the BET Awards. The BET Awards took place in Los Angeles this past Sunday at the Microsoft Theater, and it was a very star-studded show indeed. Anthony Anderson and Tracee Ellis Ross of Black-ish were once again the hosts of this television event, which had performers including Usher, Jennifer Hudson, Future, and an all-star tribute to the late great Prince, which was done by Sheila E., Stevie Wonder, The Roots, and many more. Before I get into the full list of the winners, I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on the award show as a whole.
As a whole, it definitely was a lot better than previous, previous years. And I give it to them. BET was talking smack after the Billboard Awards on delivering, and as far as the Prince tribute itself, they delivered. And what kind of made it interesting for me was that they didn't just do a whole tribute like at one time and just let it like just run on. They kind of broke it up in sections. So it was a feature tribute there, then, you know, parts of the award show and other performances and another piece of the tribute. So they kind of made it, this year's award show was kind of themed around Prince, which I thought was pretty dope. And although Miguel was not selected, I still think they did fairly decent with their choosing as far as artists and songs.
Got to say, Bishop.
Typical BET Awards. Typical. Plain and simple. Typical, with the exception of the Jesse Williams speech and the exception of Sheila E. Closing out the Prince tribute, which to me, that's where I'll give him a thumbs up at. Jennifer Hudson, I could have did without. I miss Bilal portion of the show to and whatever song he did.
He did the beautiful one.
You know what I'm saying? So, but apparently, from what based upon Facebook, apparently he killed it, or whatever the case may be. So, but I heard Jennifer Hudson, I heard Stevie Wonder, and Lil White Chick, and then and Sheila E. And to me, it's in fact Sheila E. But then I expected Sheila E. to do him some justice because she know him. You know what I'm saying? She know him. So, she literally put on a mini concert, plain and simple. She put on a mini concert, like literally, that totally did him some justice. Totally did him some justice, and you could tell that she did it in a sense to where she just wanted to make Prince proud. She wanted to honor her mentor, her friend, honor, you know, their relationship, all that type of stuff. And she did a phenomenal job, excellent job. Because of the type of voice that Jennifer Hudson has, I don't think she was right for one of the acts to do a tribute to Prince. And then of all songs, Purple Rain, no. I was sitting up here like, this is that bull. So I could have did without her. I could have did without Future. I could have did without Alicia Keys. I could have did without them. Because at the end of the day, it was garbage. It was horrible. Absolutely horrible. I don't know what's going on with Alicia Keys, but she need to find it. Because she done lost it. And she need to get it back. That performance that she did for the BET Awards was absolutely horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. And if it wasn't for the fact of Designer and Future, she would I would probably give her the worst performance of the night.
Damn, don't stop. That's how you really feel, man.
Because that's how horrible she was. And then BET, for all this little money that they pull in and they've got, I'm going to need them to hire some people that truly know how to work a sound system.
You mad for real.
It don't make no sense for you to sit up there and be this multi-million dollar corporation and all this other type of stuff, and then every time it comes to your award shows, you got a horrible sound system where you can barely sit up there and hear the artist. That is retarded. So for me, typical BET award show is what you expect. Like I said, with the exception of the Prince tribute, more so the same fact Sheila E. and rounded just finishing it off, and Jesse Williams giving his acceptance speech. Them were the two standout things to me for that and for the entire show. On a good note, them two particular things.
Well, aside from those two, I think my favorites were the last performance of The Beautiful Ones, because I don't know what he was doing, but it felt like Prince had just took over him to do that performance. It was truly a Prince worthy, you know, tribute, along with Janelle Monáe. Like,
I didn't see her.
You missed it. I need for you to see if you can try to find it on demand or on YouTube. But that was a great performance from her. Because I expect her.
When I saw her, I knew she was going to be part of the tribute to Prince.
Man, she had the butler's chops.
Because if she had not been, we'd have had a misunderstanding.
I mean, I still have a misunderstanding on why Miguel wasn't a part of that, but that's neither here nor there.
I agree with you on that. As far as I'm concerned, and it's just me, they could have put him in place of Jennifer Hudson, flat out.
And here's my thing with Jennifer Hudson. She's a wonderful singer. We've known that since American Idol. But she, I guess my issue with her is she doesn't know how to tone it down. She doesn't know how to make the song, I guess, appropriate. And she's so used to making it her own, and she's always bouting out and hollering and screaming and yelling, which she ain't got to do for every song. Not taking away from her talent. She's talented completely. She got pipes. But sometimes with certain songs, you got to pull it back. You got to draw back. You can't always bout it out.
Say that again so our audience can hear you again.
You can't always bout. You can't bout it up. Sometimes you gotta pull it back. And with Purple Rain being the song that it is, it's a ballad. It's very mellow. It's very smooth. You can't go up there on stage giving it all like you know you sang it for Christ on Judgment Day. You got to pull that back some, because yes, it does have a lot of emotion in it. Yes, it's very personal. However, this ain't church, baby.
Oh,
this
my
is not
God,
church.
That singing like Judgment Day. Come on, now.
No, because that is a great analogy, because that's exactly what she turned it. Listen. Anybody that knows me knows this, in fact, straight up, I am a man of God, no ifs, ands, or buts about it, no compromise, no nothing. But there are certain songs that you don't need to be trying to make it to a church song. And it's like, that's what she was trying to do with Purple Rain. And I had an issue with that. One, she made it slower. She was singing it slower and had them playing it at a tempo slower than the original score.
Mm-hmm.
That was strike number one. Then she wasn't like this. You gotta feel the song. if anybody's ever seen Michael Jackson, that little documentary, This Is It, and he's sitting up there and he's talking to the musicians and he's telling them some fact like, hey, listen, yeah, when you get right there, you gotta find that groove. And when you find that groove, like, you can't give it too much. You gotta let it simmer. Like you gotta feel it. And that's basically what he was telling the musicians. You gotta feel it. When you feel it, don't overdo it. As Queen said, Jennifer Hudson is known for her power in her voice. She's known for it. She literally has a powerful voice. And there's not too many women in the business today that can match her as far as power and tone. But the problem is the fact is that she don't know, and she's shown that she don't know the simple fact when she just need to be soft with it. Sometimes you just got to be soft with it. You got to be soft with it, and you got to flow with it. And she wasn't flowing with it. Just wasn't. That's why I could have did without her. I could have did without her. I'm mad I missed Janelle Monáe, because I love Janelle Monáe. I love the energy she brings on the stage. I love the energy that she brings. And not to mention, the girl can sing. Not sing, she can sing. And she know how to, she know how, depending on the song, she know how to give it to you.
For her, if they wanted to use Jennifer Hudson for a Prince song, I feel that Adore, because she bout, might have been a better choice for her.
You know what? I agree with you.
Simply because at the end, Prince does give you a lot of that, you know, the crescendos on that are ill, which means that would work for Jennifer. For real, they need to save her for a tribute for, like, Mary, Aretha, maybe even Whitney, if they wanted to do a Whitney tribute. Prince was not the one for her.
I definitely vote for Whitney, because Whitney is more in her range.
It's shooting in Aretha.
True. Aretha, too. Aretha was up there. Aretha was a true soprano.
If they even decided they wanted to do a tribute for Fantasia, for whatever reason, I can even see that being appropriate. Because both them girls are. I mean, I love Fantasia, don't get me wrong, but her discography ain't long enough yet. Let's give her some time. It's getting there.
You definitely got to give her some time. She needs like another 5 years in the game.
But she needs another five, seven years.
I mean, truth be told, so Jennifer Hudson.
She pulled a Luther on her. She'd have went and lost the weight and still bouting. But those things.
Let's be for real. There was really nothing wrong with Jennifer Hudson weight wise. She just bit into that whole Hollywood thing of being small, and it wasn't, you know, like, you know. And then she went and she got too small. So now you walk around here looking like a Pez dispenser.
I don't know. I kind of like the weight on her. But that's just me personally.
Something else that I saw an article. I don't know if y'all saw it too, circulating about Jill Scott getting married.
Again?
This past week.
Oh, Lord. Wait. When did this happen? You said this past week?
Yes, this past week. This past weekend, as a matter of fact.
Oh, man. Jenny from Philly got wedding bells going around. Okay.
Yep. She got married, and then her husband's, and then there was an article released a couple of days ago, her husband's ex did an interview and basically said that he's gay.
Come on now. Why they gotta drive people through the mud? Why can't they just let them live their lives and be happy?
I don't know.
She got married and it's love. Hey, more power to her. Let her live her life. Why does have a drama can just dissipate? Well, as far as I'm concerned, let her be happy and do her. She deserves it.
I mean,
she's already been
like
married
it,
before.
Yeah,
and that didn't
right.
work out to her son's father.
My thing seems like is that you know, as long as my man is on the up and up, you know, as long as God is at the center of it and forefront, then hey, you know, then may the Lord, you know what I'm saying, bless it. Like, period. That's all I can really say. You know what I'm saying? I hope there's no truth to what his ex is saying. You know what I'm saying? I hope there isn't.
I think we all just need to just be happy for Jilly from Philly. She got married. She found the one for her. And, you know, let's be happy for her. But real quick, before we go to our musical break, I want to go over the winners from the BET Awards real quick before we go to our musical break and go to our topic. All right, so best female R&B pop artist winner, Beyonce. Okay, whatever.
Of course.
Best male R&B pop artist winner, Bryson Tiller.
Hey, now. His first BET award. First award ever.
There you go. Best group went to Drake and Future. Okay.
What?
I didn't even know they were a group, but hey.
I guess they aren't, but. best collaboration went to Rihanna and Drake for the song Work. Drake won best male hip hop artist.
Of course.
Nicki Minaj won best hip hop female artist over Remy Ma. It makes no sense to me, but whatever. Best video of the year went to Beyonce for Formation. Director got video director of the year. Best new artist went to Bryson Tiller, so Tiller walked away with two of them.
Yeah,
Kurt Franklin walked away with the Dr. Bobby Jones Best Gospel Inspirational Award.
That's interesting.
Taraji P. Henson walked away with Best Actress. Michael B. Jordan walked away with Best Actor.
Yes.
Come
through.
Yes. And then the Viewer's Choice Award, Coca-Cola Viewer's Choice Award, went to Beyonce with Formation.
Mm-hmm.
And Beyonce's Formation also won the Centric Award as well. And, Samuel L. Jackson won the Lifetime Achievement Award. And then, of course, Jesse Williams had his award. He had gave what was a speech that went very much viral on social media. I want to talk about that on the next show. Right now, I think it's time we take a musical break. It's about time we get to talking about summer classics.
Before we get to that, I want to say I'm proud of my man Sam Jackson. About time they honor that man for something. As many movies as he's been in,
yeah,
and as many times
that
he's
like
made
that,
us laugh, man, from Pulp Fiction to Coming to America to, oh gosh, Juice,
The Negotiator, Snakes on a Plane,
Deep Blue Sea, yes, Deep Blue Sea. What happened?
Snakes on
a
Plane.
Yep, Snakes on a Plane. There was that other movie.
Hateful Eight.
Yeah.
There was that other movie where he was a DEA. When he was a DEA agent helping that that dentist technician dude, that was an underrated one.
The Kingsman, he was in that.
187.
Yeah. And everybody
he's
knows
been in everything.
He's famous for Black Snake Moan.
Yeah, he was in that.
Black Snake Moan, he's also famous for so eloquently using the word. Motherfucker.
Yes, God.
Motherfucker.
Congrats to him. That is long overdue.
But we're going to get ready to go on this musical break here. And what better way to mosey on into our topic than to play a song that anytime you hear it, it has you thinking about the summertime And I apologize for all the noise. I'm in my outdoor studio, and they're shooting off fireworks. And 4th of July is next week, by the way. Anyway, but we're gonna play the Tennessee Arrested Development, and this definitely gets me in the mood for summertime. So we're gonna play that. We're gonna come back. We're gonna talk about some of our favorite summer classics right here on TSOTS Mike Jack.
Tennessee. Lord, I've really been real stressed, down and out, losing ground. Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. I never at once felt so alone. I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my spare tire. But Lord, I ask you to be my guiding force of truth. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee. Country and into more country, baptized birth into rhythm, where the ghost of childhood haunts me. Walk the road my forefathers walk, climb the trees my forefathers hung from. Ask those trees for all their wisdom. They tell me my ears are so young. Go back to whence you came, my family tree, my family name. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Down to Holly Springs. Razadon and Baba, they went down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes!
Now I see the importance of history. While my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain by brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me without the enlightenment of all my folks. You said, cause I set myself on a quest for truth, and you was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some more. He said, what I am searching for are the answers to all which are in front of me. The ultimate truth started to get blurry. For some strange reason, it had to be. It was all a dream about Tennessee.
We are back here. This is TSOTS Mike Check right here on the TSOTS channel, on the TSOTS app. Your boy DC Staff, the Queen, Queen Poison, the Bishop Eddie Kane right here with you. That was Tennessee, the old school classic by Arrested Development. And if you are not in the mood for everything that comes with summertime, the hot rays of the sun, the beach, the barbecues, and the camaraderie, I don't know what's wrong with you. I really don't know what's wrong with you.
Shaba is the best. The cookouts, the pool parties, just riding around the city just because, having the tops down and the windows down. I love it. Space games, domino games.
Summer's always been my favorite season, mostly because my birthday's in the summertime and everything like that. But also, you know, because it's just a great time.
Yeah,
we're playing one of the summertime anthems. Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff, Summertime. So let's get into it, man. Let's talk about
that song right there. That song that's playing in the background right there. Listen, I will never forget the first time I heard that song. Of course, it was summertime. I think I was getting ready to go into. Was I getting ready to go into high school? Or was I getting ready to go to the eighth grade? I'm trying to remember. But I will never forget it. That song holds so many memories for me, and I absolutely love it. Every time summer comes, I look forward to hearing that song, and it never fails. I always hear it. Radio station, I always play it. I'll be like, oh, it's summer for real now. If I don't hear that song, it ain't summer for me. Spring just been extended, but when I hear summertime, then I know the simple fact summertime is it.
Man.
Got a lot of songs out there when you hear it, get you ready for summertime, whether they came out in the summertime or they talk about the summertime. They just get you ready, like think about Rump Shaker, Rex and Effect. Definitely a summertime.
That's my favorite.
Right there.
One of my favorites.
Yes, indeed. And then, I mean, there's a lot of songs out there, you know what I'm saying, like, here's one right here that, you know, came out in the summertime. It's definitely considered like a summer song, even though it doesn't talk about the summer, but, you know, you hear it and it reminds you of the summer because it came out in the summertime. Like, look at the Ghostbusters thing that was done by Ray Parker Jr. back in 1984. Came out in the summertime. Every time you hear it, you think not only of the Ghostbusters, but it gets you thinking about the summertime. Or, like, Tennessee. Tennessee is another one that came out in the summertime that was, boom, that gets you ready for the summertime. What are some other ones?
I'm gonna be honest. If you, like, for me, I remember like when we first talked about doing this, when it hit me, I thought about the summer of 95. And if you think about it musically, that was one of the best summers ever. You have Bone drop their album. The collaboration with Method Man and Mary J. Blige dropped that summer. Jodeci dropped dropped Freaking You. It was so many songs that dropped in the summer of 95. Like, that she's just unforgettable.
Or here's one that's a classic, go a little farther back than this. This came out the year before I was even born, and that's Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield. That one was a big hit. Came off of his album Working Class Dogs, the first album he did in 5 years, and that one right there is a summer classic right there.
Are we going to get into our top five favorites?
We can.
Okay,
well,
who going first?
I'll go first. As I said, of course, like I said, Bone has dropped H99, I want to say that summer. So there's a lot of albums on that song, so in fact that really was became like a summer anthem. First of all, number one off top was First of the Month. That's definitely a summertime anthem, even though the simple fact it also gets played every time the First of the Month rolls around. But
Man.
it was the anthem it was the anthem for that summer. You know what I'm saying? And then you got to think about it. You still had the box and everything back then in 95. So, you know what I'm saying? First of the month was constantly getting played. You know what I'm saying? So, you got, so number five for me, first, you know, first of the month by Bone. Number four, Freaking You by Jodeci. Number three, You're All I Need, Method Man and Mary J. Blige. Number two, what else came out that summer? 95. It was something by, it was, I can't even think of the name of the song, but it was by Luke. But his extra self. And then number one, of course, as I said, Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff, Summertime. So them my top five.
All right, what you got, Queen?
Okay, well, I was kind of, I guess, all over the place as far as time frames, but it's definitely, I say, between the years of, I say, like early 2000s on back. So number five for me is What You Like by The Brats featuring Tyrese. And that was like one of those videos I cannot forget, because that I saw the making of the video on MTV was that one. Back when they did like the making of the videos, like I used to live for those. That and MTV Cribs was like my favorite shows. And then eventually Pimp My Ride when that came out, but you know. And number four is Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg. Like,
yeah.
That screamed summer to me, because it was like, you know, it was always like a party. And then with that video, they were in a drive-in movie theater. Like, nothing don't scream summer to me other than that. Even though, you know, they don't really have too many of those anymore. But, like, it was, you know, you being out on a regular night during a weekend with all your homies or whoever you with, you just having a good time sipping and, you know, just chilling, laying back in the cut. Number three is Rump Shaker by Rex and Effects. That video screams summer. Like going out to the beach, dancing, just acting wild, having a good time with your friends, not having to care the world, you know, being single and mingling with whoever it is. That definitely was a summer video. That was twerking before, you know, they started calling me twerking for real. Number two was Good Day by Ice Cube. That was like one of my favorites as a kid. Not just because of the sample, but because it was just a chill song. And the fact that he, you know, he didn't have to be a gangster on that song. He actually had a day to relax. And number one that tops my list is Ice Cream by Raekwon Chef. Like, that's one of my favorite summer jams. For honorable mentions, I definitely threw in Thong Song by Cisco and Where the Party At by Jagged Edge and Nelly.
True, true. Alright, so on me now. Alright, number five is a song that's playing right now, Around the Way Girl. I always love this song. I remember like a few times I played this joint loud with the windows down in summertime. That joint definitely screams summer to me. Number four, Hot and Her by Nelly. So, I mean, come on now. Like, everybody knows that the one thing about the summer is it gets hot. So that's another one that just screams at you that's like summertime. Hot and Her, number four. Number three, Baby Got Back from Mix-a-Lot. That one actually came out in the summer of 1992. And that's actually one of my favorite songs to do on karaoke. It's one of my songs I like to listen to. I like that song right there. Number two.
Damn, really, 92?
Yep, 92. And number two, Promiscuous. Nelly Furtado and Timbaland. That's another one that I hear, and it's like, boom, summer. That's another one you can play loud with the windows down, the top down, and everything like that. It's got that pop to it and everything like that. So that's another one. Number one is definitely Fresh Prince, Summertime. I mean, that's just the anthem. That's just the summertime anthem. And you all, I mean, it just, it definitely gets you in the mood for the summertime. Honorable mention would definitely have to, one of my honorable mentions would be Miami by Will Smith. I mean, Miami is like summer, like 365 days out of the year. Like, it's always a summertime vibe down there in Miami. I'm pretty sure my girl would probably say that. She lived in Miami for several years, so she can probably attest to that. That, you know, it's definitely a summertime jam. So that is that one. I don't really have another honorable mention. Maybe
I got one.
Okay.
What They Really Want by DMX to Cisco.
Oh my goodness, yes. Yes, yes. Oh, and I think I would include Song Song as my honorable mention as well, because that one definitely, especially the version that Backyard did, though. Ooh, Lord. That Backyard version, though.
They don't know nothing about that. They don't know nothing about that.
They don't know nothing about that. They got to learn about that, though.
Indeed.
They got to learn about that, though. They got to learn about that, though. Because, yeah, that Backyard version, though. That Backyard version crank. That Backyard version Song Song crank like I don't know what. So, y'all out there listening right now, after y'all done listening to this, y'all try to go, like, on Spotify. I don't know if you're going to find it on Spotify. Try to look. Go on Google and try to look up Backyard Band Song Song and listen to that joint. You can't tell me that joint don't crank.
It might be on YouTube. I definitely believe they can find it there.
Yeah, they definitely need to check it out, though, because that's my jam right there. That's one of the few songs, Backyard, like few go-go songs that I really, really, really fuck with. For real, for real. I definitely dig Ice Cream by Raekwon. Like, matter of fact, speaking of Raekwon, did y'all hear that Raekwon is actually going to be on the lead for the Wu-Tang Clan's next album coming up?
Don't tell me that.
Don't tell me that,
because I'm already ordering my Wu-Tang hat and the yellow and black phone posits that just dropped. Don't tell me that, because I'll be there in full effect with my Wu-Tang shirt on, ready.
Yep, he's gonna be on the lead for their next album coming up. And I saw that, I was like, oh, word? That's what's up right there. Yeah,
yes, come through.
RZA passed it on, like, passed the mic to him and said, so it's on you now, player. So I'm looking forward to it. I want to see how that's gonna work out, though.
It's gonna be dopeness, just now. Dopeness.
Oh,
I'm ready.
Oh, I know it's gonna be dope. I know it's gonna be dope.
Ready. Okay, so we're winding down to the last few minutes of the show. What's going on this week with the rest of the shows? His and Hers, Skybox, what's going on this week?
Well, you know we got His and Hers coming up tomorrow night, 10 p.m. right here on this very channel. You know, next week, Skybox, myself, and Chill. You know, we're going to be most likely talking more of the NBA offseason, NFL offseason, as well as I believe that the All-Star break is coming up. So most likely I'll be giving a look at how teams are faring going into the All-Star break and everything like that. So we got that. And then next week, you know, we got Mic Check right here at this very time and this very channel. And you know we will have a dope topic to talk about and everything like that. So that's what we do. So before we play ourselves up out of here and everything like that, anybody got any final thoughts?
Be magical and shit.
I'm done. I'm so done on that.
Play old school music.
That makes you think of the summer.
I don't know where you're going to tell these. How you going to tell these jokers be magical and stuff?
Hey. Just because we magical don't mean that we don't exist.
Listen. Hi, Jesse.
Say no. Y'all enjoy y'all summer. Happy 4th of July, because, you know, that'll already have happened by the time this next week's episode drops. So, y'all gotta have a good holiday. Y'all enjoy yourselves. Go to a cookout, turn up, go to an all white party. Have fun. Enjoy life. Live it. You only get one.
Listen. Thank you. Just appreciate y'all. All the fans. Y'all know how we do. You know, to my family right here, my TSOTS family, big ups to y'all. You know, as Queen said, enjoy this holiday with your family. Like, for real, don't let nobody throw you off. Enjoy your family. Thank God that you got the opportunity to enjoy your family. So enjoy your family, enjoy your kids, all that type of stuff. And eat good. And I'm going to eat good. My family reunion is this weekend, so I'm going to eat good. So. Eat good, and you know, y'all just be blessed, man. Be blessed, and as Queen said, you know, enjoy living, not existing. Live, go out there and live, and I don't mean be crazy. I don't mean do something crazy, but live, and love on somebody, man. Love on somebody.
Church.
Love on somebody the right way.
My final
thought is I see a new story that just popped up as a trending topic on Facebook of Iggy Azalea finally revealing why he and Lakers player Nick Young finally broke up. She said in a tweet, quote, "I broke up with Nick because I found out he had brought other women into our home while I was away and caught them on the security footage." Nigga.
Baby,
nigga.
That young was over a long time ago. I'm glad you finally wise up to decide to leave for your own personal sanity, boo. Do you be great?
You know what I'm saying? But we're going to get up out of here. We're about to play a little bit of Rough Shaker to get y'all really going. I know probably some of y'all got work tomorrow, so y'all ain't going to turn up too hard, but why not? But this is DC Super Champ, Queen Poison, the Bishop Betty Kane. We out of here. We'll catch y'all next week. Holla!
Follow us on Twitter.
Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Hashtag MikeTech. Oh, TSOTS MikeTech.
You are listening to the sounds of WNE Posse.
Yeah.
Rap Shook.
All I want to do is on my zoom, 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 and a boom, boom. All I want to do is on my zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
Rap Shook.
Check, baby, 1, 2, 3, 4. Check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2, 3. Check, baby, 1, 2. Check, baby, check, baby, 1.
It's called the Rough Shaker. The beach is like Sweden and candy. I'm feeling manly and your shaker's coming in handy. Flying on my claws from New York down by your Virginia. Tickling you around Delaware before I hit the. Those two seductions from face to the feet. A wiggle and a jiggle can make the night complete. Now since you got the body of the year, come and get the award. Here's a hint, it's like a long shot start. Flip tails and let me see you shake it up like dice. The way you shake it up is turning mighty men to mice. But A plus got a surprise, that's a fact. Shake it up like a rock shaker.
All I wanna do is on the zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
Just shake your body.
All I wanna do is on the zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
Just shake your body.
All I wanna do is on the zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
Just shake your body.
All I wanna do is on the zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
Just shake your body.
Check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2, 3, 4. Check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2, 3. Check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2. Check, baby, check, baby, 1.
The 1-2 checkup. Rest and effects is in effect, but I'm the wrecker. The track about the honey shaking rumps and they backsit. Booties of the cutie steady shaking but relaxing. The action is packed in a jam like a closet. Beats bound to get you up, cold flowing like a faucet. Not mean to make you sit, not mean to make you jump, but yet make the hotties in the party shake it run. I like the way you comb your hair, I like the stylish clothes you wear, it's just the little things you do, that makes me wanna get with you,
All I wanna do is on my zone, zone, zone.
Just shake your body.
All I wanna do is go my zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
Just shake your body.
All I wanna do is go my zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
Nah, nah.